Shavua Tov, Mevrach, Mishneh Yemeh continues in Chapter 2 of Sota, Mishnayot 5 and 6 today. Yesterday we mentioned the Parshat Sota was not written on a tablet. You might be thinking back to Yuma about Yom Kippur. We mentioned a number of personalities who donated special thanks to the temple. And one of these was Queen Helene, who was also famous from our recent Nazir days when she was a Nazir in Chutz La'aretz for 7 years and then in Eretz Yisrael another 7 years, maybe even 14 years, according to one opinion. The Mishnah in Yuma says, Afhi asta tavla shel zav. She made a golden tablet, Sheparshat Sota Ketuv aleha, that the Parsha of Sota was written on this gold tablet. Now, that wasn't for scraping. That was for the Kohen to copy off of her donated golden tablet onto the actual parchment and then scrape it into the water. And apparently, this tablet was no longer around after the temple was destroyed. We should see it again soon because there was a three-way machloket and arguments amongst our sages, as we saw in Mishnah Gimel. Let's pick up on Hey Almahi Omerit Amen Amen. Now the Sota woman has to answer Amen Amen. Two statements of affirmation that she's accepting this oath. So the Mishnah explains Amen ala Allah, Amen ala Shvua. It can be she's saying Amen to the curse and Amen to the oath. So it's a two-part statement. There's an oath that she did not stray from her husband, and a curse that if she did, this terrible death will befall her. And the Mishnah comments more, Amen me'ish zeh, she's saying Amen from this specific man, Ploni, that she was warned not to go in seclusion with, Amen me'ish acher. And she also affirms there was no adultery with another man. She's basically accepting a stipulation that if there was adultery with anybody, not just the man she was warned about, then the water will punish her. And this double amen also includes other time periods. Amen shalosatiti arusa nesua. She's saying amen twice, that she did not stray from her husband during the time of erusin, the first stage of Jewish marriage after kiddushin, and after nesuin, after chuppah, the second stage of marriage, but she's really a married woman after the kiddushin. Vishomeret yavam uchnusa, or she didn't stray when she was waiting for yibum to the brother if the original husband had passed away, or knusa after she was married in yibum to the replacement brother. And another reason she says it twice is Amen Shelo Nitmeti. She's saying, yes, I affirm that I was not unclean, not impure with another man, Vim Nitmeti, but if I was, Yavou Vi, the waters will enter me to punish her and cause death. Rabbi Meir adds another interpretation of the double domain, Amen Shelo Nitmeti. She's saying, I affirm I was not unfaithful, Amen Shelo Etame. And I affirm I will not be unfaithful in the future. Rabbi Meir holds that the Sota waters have the power to work in the future if she is unfaithful. Now let's continue with Mishnah 6, which is a continuation here. Hakol Shavin, and they all agree, meaning even Rabbi Meir, who says the waters could gurgle up in the future and test her if there's a future act of fidelity. She'ein matnei ema, he cannot stipulate, he cannot add a condition, Lo el kodim shetitaris, not on a period before erusin, before they're ever married. Recall, erusin's the first stage of marriage. So if she was with a man out of wedlock before she was married to anyone, the water will not test her for that. The lo al achar shetitaris, and not after they were divorced. Nisr le'echad v'nidmeit, if after the divorce from this man she had been alone and been intimate with a different man, and then this idiot husband married her again, knowing this, and then she later becomes a sota, she's later been warned about this man, and goes back to this paramour, this lover, so he can't add that to the condition, you know, that she was unfaithful during the time that they were not married, because lamaisa, if they're not married, it's not an act of infidelity. As the Mishnah concludes, Zayakol, this is the general rule. Kol shetiboil velo haita asura lo, any act of intimacy that would take place and she would not become forbidden to the husband as a result of that act, even though it might not be an appropriate thing to do, lo haya matna'ima. He cannot add it as a condition to this sota test. So the sota water will check her for other acts besides her going behind closed doors with the man she was warned about, but only acts of infidelity that would destroy the marriage and make them no longer able to stay married. Yeshu kochachem and shavuot tov.